Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, while the residents of many other European cities benefit from the provision of public Lidos, Dublin still lags behind. However, a campaign group aims to change this with an ongoing push for a new amenity in George's Dock here in the capital. Joining me in studio now is Patrick Earls, founder of the Dublin City Lido/Lido campaign. Patrick, you're very welcome to the show. First question, is it Lido or is it Lido?
Thanks very much for having us. It depends, I suppose. I pin it down to a generational thing. I think the old school Londoners, you know, they'll say Lido, the traditional proper term, you know, and pronunciation. Like the Italians would say Lido. It's Lido is an Italian term. But all the new age kids, all of us, the millennials and rest, tend to say Lido. So I think both is acceptable. I'm not going to be calling people upon it. Yeah.
It's tomato, tomato. Is that it?
It's still a chance, yeah.
It's okay. So what inspired you to start this campaign?
Me personally, I suppose, look, anyone who's swam in a Lido, you know, abroad in the UK or you know, in Scandinavia, or anyone who's enjoyed outdoor swimming in a pool or otherwise, you know, would kind of notice that there's a serious lack of these sort of facilities in Dublin, in Ireland, and we don't necessarily have a culture or a tradition of them. So I used to use them in London, for example, and I came back to Ireland and we saw an opportunity, some like-minded friends, for kind of campaigning for a facility in Dublin. And there's an incredible site in Dublin City Centre, George's Dock, a derelict site. And it's, you know, publicly owned, derelict, and it's got remarkable potential. And when we saw it, we thought that this would be the ideal location for an outdoor swimming facility in our city.
And that's what you're trying to do, put in a massive outdoor heated pool in the centre of Dublin City.
Yeah, precisely. Look, what we want to do is develop an outstanding swimming facility for all, okay? And we'd envisage it as catering for all Dubliners, locals, visitors, accomplished swimmers, less accomplished swimmers, learners, non-swimmers, everyone, right? So inclusivity is a key kind of principle of our proposal. And we feel it could play a vital part in the rejuvenation of our city centre, which has had its struggles recently. And we'd see it as having, you know, an accessible heated 50-metre pool, which would allow it to be used all year round, OK? A teaching pool for learners, for kids, you know, a smaller pool. A sauna, public seating, you know, we'll have some green space, biodiversity friendly, and a cafe in a community area. So we don't want this to be an elitist thing. We don't want this to serve just one segment of society. We want to try and make it as inclusive as possible. So that's what we envisage. And we're just really hoping that Dublin City Council will embrace this exciting idea for Dublin. And we're currently busy demonstrating that this project is viable. It's not a fantasy. And we're putting the finishing touches to our business case.
Okay, so yeah. there was talk of something else going on that exact site mm-hmm. previously. And it involved water as well.
Indeed. So there was a previous proposal, and that's off the cards completely now. It's off the table. It's water under a bridge, and you know, we need to move on from that. Okay, it was an ambition. What was interesting about that proposal is it was ambitious. You know,
and we should remind the listeners it was whitewater rafting.
Indeed, we can say it. Whitewater rafting.
That's what it was.
Exactly.
It was because people will probably remember that story.
No, it's important. Yeah, it was a plan was relatively advanced for a whitewater rafting centre there by Dublin City Council. And then due to a variety of factors, funding and the councillor's vote and public opinion, it didn't happen. And now we still have this incredible site that's just lying empty at the moment.
Yeah, which seems a shame. This idea, while it's also ambitious, you can see would tick a lot of boxes because there's an awful lot of people live around that area.
Precisely, yeah. We think in terms of a proposal that it's hard to find a facility that could offer as much to so many, you know, and that's what we need to be doing with these rare public sites, okay? It's a city centre site. So in that sense, it could actually also serve as a great facility to long-established local communities in the north inner city. It could provide, you know, an amenity and somewhere to swim for workers, you know, you know, workers like yourself in the city centre, workers and the IFSC, but also visitors, you know, visitors to the city. This could be pitched as a tourist attraction, you know, Dublin City Lido, you know, and, you know, it's completely plausible that someone visiting Dublin would want to go for a swim in a city like this. Why wouldn't they? There's lots of tourist attractions there. We have the Jeannie Johnson, we have the Epic Museum. It could kind of really complement those, and it could kind of we kind of see it as like a synergizing, you know, employment and energy in the area, and also, you know, acting.
My goodness, you're talking about linking things up, Patrick. Yeah, what a wild idea you have. It's a great time to be doing this when you think just on the back of the Olympics where we've had 3 medals from swimming.
Yeah, the timing is fortunate in that we're finishing our feasibility study and about to publish a great new design that we think's realistic. And it also coincides with the great success of our swimmers. Yeah, Daniel Whiff and Amona McSherry in Paris, and the wider team as well. They all did great. And I suppose it kind of it demonstrates the necessity to invest in this public, you know, sporting infrastructure. And you know, Sarah Keane, the head of the Olympic Council, said something interesting just when she was reflecting on the successes. She just spoke of the necessity for investment in these facilities, because everyone has to start swimming somewhere. And, you know, it's not absurd or implausible to kind of imagine that this could, you know, springboard, you know, young kids who don't have access to pools or haven't, you know, learned to swim. It could propel them onto great things. And not only that, it could just provide another space for, you know, less ambitious swimmers to take up and learn the great life skill, you know.
What do you say to people who may think that this is going to be, one, extremely expensive? I have no idea how much this will cost. Do you have a ballpark figure on what this may cost?
We have ballpark figures, and we're not releasing them for another month or two. But I tell you, it's very reasonable in terms of the value it's going to, you know, provide to society, and also you're creating civic infrastructure that's going to last for generations.
It's needed.
Like, you know, it's needed. This is like, you know, this is like a park. It will be there forever. You know,
it's needed. What about what others will say? Ireland is generally a cold country, and do you not need to put a roof on that pool that you're thinking about?
Yeah, this question has arisen before. So yes, Ireland, it does rain, and it's not roasting all the time. We've got a temperate climate here. I suppose, you know, we're similar to parts of the UK. We're not too dissimilar to Scandinavia or to Iceland in terms of precipitation levels, in terms of temperatures, and etc. So, you know, these countries all have outdoor swimming facilities, you know, heated and unheated, which get great use. We are suggesting heating it to 23 degrees, okay?
Okay.
Which will allow a comfortable swim all year round, okay? And you don't need a roof to do that, okay? And a roofed structure swimming pool won't be allowed there. It's an old dock, it's a protected site, so it really has to be open air water. Yeah, exactly. So we want to insulate and cover the learner's pool, the kids' pool, a little bit more, so that would allow children to use it in colder weather as well all year round, because they might not be as weather hardy as some of the kind of outdoor swimmers. But listen, you don't need to be a competitive swimmer to enjoy a swim in a Lido at any time of the year. You sincerely don't. And that's a bit of a misperception out there. So we feel it will get all year round use. Yeah, admittedly a little more during the summer perhaps, but it's gonna be, you know, fantastic for a lot of people.
So where is this project at right now today? Where are you at, and are you meeting with Dublin City Council anytime soon?
So we've nearly completed a preliminary feasibility study, and this is kind of indicating an optimal design, you know, a kind of a version of the Lido and the building that is likely to kind of get approved, we feel, okay, by the planning authorities.
Okay.
And the feasibility study also looks at like things like, you know, funding, how will it be paid for?
Will they fund it? Will Dublin City Council?
It would be publicly funded. There's central government and local government funding pots predominantly, and there are plenty of that at the moment. And Pascal Donoghue last week was announcing additional funding, and there's lots of pots that could be used, probably a combination, you know. But we think the initial capital expenditure could definitely be met easily. Relatively easy. And I suppose then operating costs, you know, that's another question, you know, and these are the questions Dublin City Council will want to know, and they'll want answered, because, you know, they need the thing to be viable and to cover its costs, you know, hopefully. And we feel that can all be done, and our initial analysis is showing that's really realistic. And we're hoping to present all this to the councillors and then to city managers themselves after that in October.
Okay, so are you trying to raise money at the moment for this feasibility study?
Yeah, so a vital kind of issue is the designs. You know, pictures were, you know, 1,000 words, and we want to create the architect images, a visualisation, and also pay some other bills to get the kind of project to this point. So we're funding for a total of €20,000, and we've raised €7,000 so far, and we have a GoFundMe page, Dublin City Lido GoFundMe, and you can also learn about all the Lido and all our plans on dublincitylido.com.
Okay, that's great, so people can help out there. As you're a swimmer, where are you swimming right now, because you don't have a Lido?
Yeah, no, we don't have a lot though. Yeah, no. Sea Pointer to 40 foot the odd time. I use UCD and Swan Leisure in Rat Mine. So I shop around.
You're getting around. Yeah. A couple of texts here. Lived in Hampton in London. We had a 36 metre outdoor pool. Swam in it 5 days a week and I really miss it. So I'm on board with his pool idea. Yes, there you go. That's great, Patrick. It would be so lovely to have a Lido, but sure, it would be wrecked by the youngsters and it would be closed after one season. Pie in the sky, unfortunately, even with lots of security. The lads would want to be drinking cans around it. I don't agree.
I might reply to that one comment, because this is an issue that's often raised.
Yeah,
you know, social problems in the city centre, so let's not do anything. And it's the complete opposite. You know, to counter social problems and lack of investment, or however you might perceive the problems, the cause of them, you need to create things. You need to create nice things that create a sense of ownership, bring people to an area and, you know, allow locals to kind of buy into it and feel empowered and all the rest. Now, it's people aren't going to be strolling through this drinking cans of beer, you know. It's going to be a structure with water, a moat around it.
There's an in and an out as well.
There's doors. Okay,
so, there's no roof, but there's doors.
I just remind people of that. It would be like other pills.
I really, really admire you, Patrick Earls, founder of the Dublin City Lido campaign. And yesterday I spoke to another lady on the show. She was Aoife in Dingle and she's trying to save the Phoenix Cinema in Dingle. Nothing but hard work, her own time. There's nothing in it for her, but it's for the greater good of Dingle. And you're doing the same for Dublin City. So
Dublin deserves nice things. So that's what it's all about. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully I'll see you in the Lido Lido in a few years.
Lido Lido, absolutely. Thanks so much, guys. Okay.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.